If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Though it technically wasn't a filibuster, Ted Cruz delivered the fourth longest speech in Senate floor history with his 21-hour, 19-minute rant against Obamacare. The speech, which began Tuesday afternoon and lasted until about noon today, included references to Duck Dynasty, White Castle, and even featured a reading of Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham.
That's Sam I Am. I do not like that Sam I Am.
Yet a few hours after Cruz finished, the Senate voted unanimously to begin debate on the very bill Cruz had been protesting. Even Cruz himself voted for the measure, which funds the federal government beyond the end of this month and strips funding for Obamacare. Obamacare was the centerpiece of Cruz's speech. He was expressing unhappiness that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will reinsert funding for the law once he gets 60 votes to end debate on the bill. That's expected to happen later this week, perhaps as late as Saturday. At that point, the bill will go back to the House, where GOP leaders must decide what they want to do. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
ConservativeNationMedia.com. You are listening to Radio Free America here on the world's best conservative internet radio network, where America always wins, etc. Very glad you could be along. Duke Brooks is my name. The number here is 718-305-7176. You know, there are things that happen in life over which sometimes we just have no control. And today, sadly, is one of those days for yours truly. I expected to be at the digital studio in Dover today because of the transportation situation involving one other person. That is not going to happen until next week, which means that even though Kevin Wade and Cher Valenzuela were scheduled to appear tonight on Radio Free America, they will be appearing next week along with Jake Danishevsky. So it's going to be a very interesting show next week, next Wednesday. And I hope that you will carve that in stone in your calendar to make sure that you don't miss it. Just about 3 minutes or so after the top of the hour, a fresh edition of Radio Free America. Very glad that you could be along. I mean, you know, I do want to ask you this. You may know better than I do because, you know, after the first 21 hours or so, it's kind of like, okay, but what exactly did Ted Cruz do? We just heard Jeff Holtzman explain it was not a filibuster. Technically, he said technically it was not a filibuster. What exactly does that mean? I don't think I understand. Do you? I mean, if you know what's going on here and what exactly Senator Cruz actually did by speaking nonstop for something like 21 hours, please give me a call and let me know. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. I may have some information about, I mean, basically, you know, we know that he is opposed to Obamacare. I'm opposed to Obamacare. I think anybody that has thought it through knows that Obamacare is the not a good thing. There's no question about it. And the senator is opposed to it, and the Senate is controlled by the left. The Senate is controlled by the Democrats. The Congress, the House of Representatives, is controlled by Republicans. And of course, there is a fight going on between what some people call conservative Republicans and moderate Republicans. I don't get it. I thought that Republicans were all supposed to be pretty much against a growing government. That's what I thought Republicans were supposed to be. No, apparently there are quite a few Republicans. John McCain seems to come to mind that really are there to represent the interests of government and the interests of government bureaucracies and the interests of the rank and file U.S. government employee, and represent those interests over and above those of their constituents in their states and their districts back home. Because we can have the kind of country that obviously people like McCain and Lindsey Graham are okay with, which is one in which the people are there to serve the government, not the other way around, which is the way the framers of the Constitution had it intended. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. At conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Thanks very much for being along. I am concerned that the Republican Party is moving towards the left. I don't want that to happen. I've been a Republican my whole life. I am about as involved in Delaware State Republican politics now as a person can get without actually being a candidate. And I am very disappointed that the Republican Party is moving to the left. I mean, there's, you know, they are... The Republicans seem like they will do whatever the Democrats want them to do. The Democrats will begin moving the goalposts, and the Republicans will say, oh, that's okay. We'll just play along with the new goalpost position. Not good. Not good. This is going to cause our government to balloon, to get even larger than it is, to become even costlier than it is. To basically be taking money from people that are working in the private sector and simply vacuuming it into the government and putting people on the government payroll. They're going to do that to get the unemployment figures down. And the unemployment figures are up because President Obama is not a person who believes in free market, free enterprise, a way of doing. He just does not. He doesn't believe in business. He does not believe in allowing individuals to make their own decisions about what they shall do with their own money. He is using how much is he spending on combating global warming? All right, this is from a London newspaper called The Telegraph. Via Drudge Report, this is from Thursday's Daily Telegraph. On Friday, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change delivers its latest verdict on the state of man-made global warming. Though the details are a secret, one thing is clear. The version of events you will see and hear in much of the media, especially from party pre-organizations like the BBC, will be the opposite of what the IPCC's fifth assessment report actually says. Already we have had a taste of the nonsense to come, a pre-announcement to the effect that, quote, climate scientists, unquote, are now, quote, 95% certain that humans are to blame for climate change, an evidence-free declaration by the economist who wrote the discredited Stern report that the computer models cited by the IPCC substantially underestimate the scale of the problem, a statement by the panel's chairman, climate change has strengthened blah, blah, blah. As an exercise in bravura spin, These claims are up there with Churchill's attempts to reinvent the British Expeditionary Force's humiliating retreat from Dunkirk as a victory. In truth, though, the new report offers scant consolation to those many alarmists whose careers depend on talking up the threat. Well, obviously, there are people in the world who do not believe in man-made global warming. And frankly, I'm glad of that. That's a good thing. I don't believe in man-made global warming either. I think that the temperature on this planet, the climate on this planet, is changing all the time. It was dramatically hotter 100 years ago in the Northern Hemisphere than it is now. It was warm. There were places in Iceland or Greenland where you could grow crops. You can't do that now because it's colder up there. And when climate changes, things happen. But to say that it is just automatically the fault of Exxon and General Motors, that's whose fault it is. No, I'm afraid that does not work. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Here's something else coming from the Drudge Report. Let's see what this is. It looks very interesting. Maybe I'll tell you a story. This is from The Sun, another British newspaper. A packed British jet was left flying on autopilot when both pilots asleep in the cockpit. One of the exhausted pair eventually woke and roused the other, but neither knew how long they had dozed. Okay. Hey. Listen, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have actually been there myself. And maybe I will tell you about that sometime. You know, it's one of those things that happens. You do enough flying, you know. Hey, hook up with my buddy, will you please? He is a Delaware political main man. Christopher Manti, every Friday night right here on conservativenationmedia.com for the Christopher Manti Show at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. For a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky, wonderful world of Washington, D.C., plus some heavy metal rock and roll and some NFL commentary thrown in for good measure, the Christopher Manti Show, which could readily be called eponymous, Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Just about 13 minutes after the top of the hour, 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. Been talking a little tiny bit about global warming. I don't believe in it. I just don't. I do believe that the climate of this planet is changing, and that it is changing all the time. But that I do not believe that it is 100% attributable to the actions of human beings. I just believe that the planet itself is too large, and human beings simply cannot do all of the damage that the left would like us to think. You know, you can the document that the left basically worships over this is something called the Kyoto Treaty, which the United States did not ratify, so we're not bound by it. But one of the things that it does is it imposes very stringent pollution controls on automobiles manufactured in the Western industrialized democracies, but it imposes no pollution controls on countries like China and India. And the reason is that people understand that pollution controls are very costly. Financially and practically speaking, they are not productive. In other words, they do not add to a company's bottom line. And they're not going to impose those on China and India because, well, let's face it, the Kyoto Treaty is no more about pollution than the man in the moon. The Kyoto Treaty is about giving a third world country, preferably one with very serious communist or socialist leanings, a leg up on the Western industrialized democracies. That's basically all that it is. It is about quarter after the hour. We spoke about Ted Cruz earlier, just briefly. We do have Ted Cruz's, Senator Cruz's Freedom Minute. That's coming up right now. Your calls and all kinds of other things coming up on the other side of that, so don't go away.
Hi, I'm Ted Cruz, and this is the Freedom Minute. We've issued lots of warnings about what Obamacare is going to do to the economy, but I never thought it would change what we see at the movies. Let me explain. One prominent movie industry magazine recently wrote that some production companies will probably start filming in foreign countries to avoid triggering Obamacare regulations. That's right. Because of Obamacare, the next time you see American amber waves of grain and Purple Mountains majesties in the movies, they might not even be filmed in the United States. This is just one of the many unintended consequences of Obamacare. It's hard to fathom them all. That's why we have to continue the fight to defund and repeal Obamacare. Obamacare is the number one job killer in America. I want to keep seeing America at the movies. Don't you? I'm Ted Cruz, and this is the Freedom Minute.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
You're listening to Duke Brooks on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Thank you, Greg Duran, and thank you, Adi Amos, and thank you for being along. Duke Brooks here, 18 minutes after the top of the hour, 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. Never fear, if you go to ConservativeNationRadio.org, we're still there. But we have just been kind of upgrading our web presence. We have a lot of exciting new shows and changes and things that are going to be coming your way here on ConservativeNationMedia.com starting very soon. So keep it right where you got it so you can get all of the facts and you will know. And then one night when you're tuning in, somebody will say, wow, I didn't realize this show was on Conservative Nation Media. And you will say, oh, yes, I knew all about it. You know, I mean, who doesn't want to feel, like, totally cool like that? 718-305-7176 is the number here. This is Radio Free America. We're talking about Senator Ted Cruz. What do you think about that guy? I kind of like to know, when people like John McCain are going after him, he can't be all that bad. I mean, Senator McCain was a war hero. He comes from a family of people that have served their country in the U.S. Navy. No question about that. I just think it's time for him to retire. And whatever happened to Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of thy fellow Republican, whatever happened to that? Why are these people, you don't see the Democrats eating their own the way the Republicans are. I don't get it. Who is going to emerge in 2016 as a candidate? Does anybody have any ideas? I sure don't. If you have an idea, by all means, 718-305-7176. It's unbelievable why these people are just constantly, they're going after each other. Is McCain going to run again? No. He ran one of the weakest campaigns in modern American political history, no question about it. And I didn't even get a tire pressure gauge, which they were giving out at one point. Obama, then candidate Obama, was talking about ways to save money on gasoline. Checking your tire pressure is one of them. Okay, I get that. I know. That is something you're supposed to do. Absolutely. I wonder how many people actually do. I might not be one of them. In fact, I'm not. When I take it to Jiffy Lube, that's when the tires get checked. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. I'm not really sure what the senator may or may not have accomplished as a result of his 21-hour speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate. I just hope that something can be done to defund Obamacare and take it out. That's what has to happen. The last thing in the world that any of us want is the U.S. government getting involved in delivering medical care. That is a prescription for disaster. And I don't know, the only people that I know that are in favor of it are very serious liberals who, no matter what Obama says, they are they're in favor of it. Now, this is from the Washington Examiner, also via Drudge. The White House on Wednesday released a report on the costs of Obamacare for most Americans, heralding its interpretation that 95% of the nation will be able to buy health insurance premiums below earlier projections. But note the words earlier projections. That doesn't mean that the insurance Americans will have to buy or be fined under Obamacare will be cheaper than what they pay today before Obamacare kicks in. We know this because at the same time the White House was releasing its broad study, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander released his analysis of the report's portion on his state. He found that Obamacare will cost far more than what many of his constituents are paying today, some by as much as 190%. This is from Senator Alexander's release. Today, a 27-year-old man in Memphis can buy a plan for as low as $41 a month. On the exchange, the lowest state average is $119 a month, a 190% increase. Today, women in Nashville can choose from 30 insurance plans that will cost less than the administration says insurance plans on the exchange will cost, even with the new tax subsidy. In Nashville, 105 insurance plans offered today will not be available in the exchange. Just unbelievable. They had no apparently we do know what they had in mind when Reid and Pelosi and Obama and Max Baucus and other leftists in the government cooked up this monstrosity. And that is they wanted to come up with something that they were certain would fail, so that they could then say, well, we've got to fix this. The only other thing we can think of is so-called single payer, which means that all medical care in the country is paid for by the government. Okay? Just that is apparently what their plan is. I mean, you know, they are desperate to have the Canadian socialized medical system. They want to impose that on this country. The Democrats have been desperate to do this for decades, if not longer. And this is something that it looks now like they are on the cusp of actually doing it. Socialized medicine destroys countries. It has ruined England. Canada is what is Canada? I mean, they, you know, they're a place where people come to America in order to get the medical care that they want and the medical care that they need. In Canada, you do not have actual access to medical care. You do have access to a waiting list. 718-305-7176 is the number. Incidentally, if you want to shoot me an email, duke@conservativenationmedia.com. I will be happy to exchange emails with you up to a limit, you know, up to a point. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, we're not going to become pen pals or anything. But you can send an email or you can give me a call, 718-305-7176. We're about 34 minutes until the top of the hour. We've got a break coming up very shortly. I mentioned earlier that I had expected to have Kevin Wade and Cher Valenzuela on the air tonight, but because I'm not using the digital studio in Dover, that is the reason why they're not with us, but they will be next Wednesday. Always interesting whenever Kevin is on the air. Kevin ran for the United States Senate in Delaware last year. The guy he ran against had won 13 elections in a row, had never lost, you know, that kind of thing. Very, very difficult to, you know, when you've got a lifelong incumbent that you're going up against as a candidate, very, very hard to displace that kind of person. I'm not, you know, it happens occasionally, but it is very, very rare that that sort of thing does happen. So I am hoping that Kevin runs again. I don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. I just don't know. 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Duke Brooks is my name. Very glad that you are around. This I occasionally will look at Twitter while I'm on the air, and I see that there are a lot of other things that are going on. Obviously, the Iranian, you know, I am troubled by the Iranians. How about you? 718-305-7176. Here they are. They're not very far from Israel. They have had rulers in their recent history that have said that the number one thing that they want to do more than anything else is to wipe Israel off the map. And then they began building nuclear bombs. And then they started saying, no, they're not nuclear bombs. Well, you know, the people that understand nuclear bombs, I'm presuming maybe John Aristotle Phillips is one of them, I don't know. But the people that understand nuclear warheads, they can tell by the, to a large extent, the external configuration of the plant, of the factory, what they're making in there. You know, there are people that understand that sort of thing now. And there is no question that's what the Iranians are doing. Now, the question is, will the Israelis allow them to complete their nuclear bomb? I mean, the Iranians would have had it a while ago. I'm convinced they would have had it a while ago if it had not been for the Israelis that were doing things like using the Stuxnet virus to take out their computers, the Iranian computers. You know, I mean, good for the Israelis because they are able to do stuff like that without actually, they did, They did send in spies and saboteurs. I mean, there's no question about that. Hey, if your country's future is at stake, that's what you're going to do. We are at 30 minutes after the top of the first hour. You know, one of the worst things that can possibly happen in America today is identity theft. Now, if it happens to you, and I hope it doesn't, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. So don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. We're going to take a quick break. Your calls are coming up, so don't go away.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of the Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travel.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever. You're listening to Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org.
Welcome back to Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Duke Brooks here. The number, as always, 718-305-7176. Thanks very much for being along. We have been talking about Obamacare and, you know, the impending. It starts in a couple of days, and seems to me very clear the American people just don't want to have anything to do with this. I don't know why anybody would. You know, there are a couple of phrases that surround it. One of them is, if you think medicine is expensive now, wait until it's free. I mean, that, you know, that just indicates that there are some people that actually think things through, and they actually are going to think to themselves, all right, now, if government gives all sorts of things away to some people, where and from what people does it get those things in the first place? Those are just facts. I mean, as Abraham Lincoln said, and Abraham Lincoln was right in the 1860s when he said this, obviously it would have had to be before the middle of April 1865 for him to have said it, but he once said, it is a mistake to think that government can give something to one person without first taking it from somebody else. Thomas Sowell has something that is floating around out there, and if you don't know who he is, you should check out Thomas Sowell, Dr. Thomas Sowell. I think he is a fellow at Stanford University. But Dr. Sowell said something very interesting, and I'm paraphrasing now. He said, I don't understand why it is greed to want to keep the money that you yourself have earned, but it is not greed to take money from other people to give away to yet others. And I absolutely agree with that. I mean, the U.S. government has no business calling anybody greedy. If you do the work, you should be able to keep the reward. That's why I'm in favor of the flat tax. Actually, I'm in favor of the fair tax. I think that that's better than the flat tax. The flat tax still taxes income, which is something we really can't have anymore. If you are taxing a thing, you are discouraging a thing. Speaking of taxes, this also from the Washington Examiner. Excuse me. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius finalized a contraception mandate that ignores the fact that groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor are religious organizations, according to a lawsuit filed to protect them against fines for refusing to comply with an Obamacare mandate. Quote, we cannot violate our vows by participating in the government's program to provide access to abortion-inducing drugs, unquote, Sister Lorraine Marie said of a class action lawsuit filed against the mandate on behalf of multiple religious organizations that provide health benefits. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which represents the plaintiffs, filed the lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for Colorado. The choice of jurisdiction is critical. The Colorado District Court falls under the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals and thus is governed by that court's precedent in most cases. A 10th Circuit panel ruled earlier this year that the owners of Hobby Lobby did not have to comply with the HHS mandate. That lawsuit was also filed by the Beckett Fund. President Obama's attorneys have asked the Supreme Court to overturn the 10th Circuit ruling, the 10th Circuit's ruling, rather. The sisters should obviously be exempted as, quote, religious employers, unquote, but the government has refused to expand its definition, Beckett Fund senior counsel Mark Rienzi said. Quote, these women just want to take care of the elderly poor without being forced to violate the faith that animates their work. The money they collect should be used to care for the poor like it always has and not to pay the IRS. I know about the Little Sisters of the Poor. They have convents in various places all over the country. There is one in Salisbury, Maryland, and what they do is they collect items like clothing and canned goods and things like that, and they use them to help poor people. I mean, I used to take old clothing over there. I'd always have it dry cleaned. You know, I would always have, there was a time when the real estate market was going crazy when I would get a blue blazer and I would keep it for 8 months, 9 months, something, and then I would throw it away and get a new one. I didn't care. I was making more money than it was ridiculous. But I would always take things over to the Little Sisters of the Poor. Somebody, if they're approximately my size, they probably have a very good wardrobe right now. Anyway, it is about 21 minutes now before the top of the hour. On Radio Free America at conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins, 718-305-7176 is the number. Duke Brooks is my name. We've been talking about Obamacare and Senator Cruz's effort to stop Obamacare by essentially doing something like a filibuster on the floor of the U.S. Senate. I'm not really sure. I don't know if it's like showing bunt. Do you have to declare up front that it is a filibuster and that that is what you are trying to do? I don't know. You know, if somebody understands the rules of the U.S. Senate, by all means, please do. Give me a call, 718-305-7176. The rules are arcane. You It is like Robert's Rules of Order on steroids, apparently. I'm not sure exactly how it works. We hear the word cloture, C-L-O-T-U-R-E, cloture. We hear that word being bandied about quite a bit. I'm not sure exactly what it means to invoke cloture or to cut off cloture. I don't know. I wish somebody would call me and fill me in on that, because I always want to know the facts. 718-305-7176 is the number at Radio Free America. I mentioned earlier that we did have the Freedom Minute from Senator Ted Cruz. Now, I may as well tell you this. I may as well let you know. The Freedom Minute does not come out regularly. It would be great if it came out once a week with a new one, but it doesn't. And I know the senator has been a little busy the last couple of days, which is why we had a Freedom Minute from Senator Ted Cruz, whose audio fidelity just was not really all that great. You know, it normally sounds a lot better because they have their own recording studio in the House and Senate office buildings. Maybe it's in the U.S. Capitol. I don't know. But, they have world-class production capability. Hey, nothing but the best with the taxpayers' money, eh? And they can record really good ones. Maybe if the room is booked, maybe the senator had to record it in his office or something. I really don't know. But anyway, they don't come out regularly. I wish that they did. You know, I really do. And so the one that we brought to you about half an hour ago, about 27 minutes ago, something like that, it just did not sound quite as great as I would have liked it to sound. It's just one of those things. But hopefully he'll recover, and we will have another one next week. You know, we here at conservativenationmedia.com, our company is growing. There's absolutely no question about it. You just stand by and stay tuned, and you will soon know what I mean. We couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldier of Patriotism with Michael Smith on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week, since we're making some big changes and we're just getting started, baby. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 Eastern, 5 Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. No question about that. Hey, around here, we're America. We are the U.S. Us. All right, that's us. We're the good guys, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I mean, the people that there are people out there who say, oh, America's the bad guy. Everything in the world that's wrong is because of America. Well, I disagree with that. I really, you know, I mean, don't be ridiculous. How can you? You must be joking, right? You must be joking. Just about 17 minutes now before the top of the hour on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins, 718-305-7176. Lady Michelle is in the chat room, and I wish that she would go ahead and call the number, Lady Michelle. That's really what you need to do. Let's you and I chat. You know, I don't know where Christian is tonight. The guy from Denmark, he's normally with us. He'll probably be checking in at some point soon. Always fun to talk to him. I want to do something about the fact that he has never been to America before. I want him to come to the United States, and I think that he will at some point soon. In fact, all of us here at conservativenationmedia.com have begun to work on that little problem, and we will keep you posted. He's not online, not listening right now. I'm not really sure. He might be at a soccer game or something. you know, they're very big on that over in Europe. I'm not big on it at all. I'm just not interested in European sports. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, 15 minutes now before the top of the hour, going to take a quick break. More ramblings and your calls when Radio Free America returns, so stay right where you are.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown-up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Conservative Nation Radio.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling.
Welcome back to Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. Duke Brooks here, about 12 minutes before the top of the hour on this Wednesday, September 25th, 2013. Somebody get out the record books. Not really sure what for. This is coming from Bloomberg, not Mayor Bloomberg, but the company that he founded. Mall of America, the largest U.S. shopping center and entertainment complex, said it's increasing security after Islamist militants attacked a Kenyan mall, killing at least 67 civilians. The suburban Minneapolis mall, owned by real estate development and finance company Triple Five Group of Edmonton, Alberta, that's in Canada, is monitoring the news from Nairobi and working with law enforcement agencies, the center's management said today in an emailed statement. The Bloomington, Minnesota property, which opened in 1992, has more than 520 stores, an indoor amusement park, an aquarium, and a movie theater. Quote, Mall of America has implemented extra security precautions. Some may be noticeable to guests and others won't be. We will continue to follow the situation along with law enforcement. Here's basically, you know, when I hear about things like the Nairobi mall shooting in Kenya, you know, what Michelle Obama describes as her husband's home country, the people that committed that crime went in there and they told all Muslims to leave so that they would be killing only non-Muslims. This I heard on the radio fairly early in the day. In fact, I think it was the first news flash about the event. And then I listened to CBS. I was listening to Fox earlier in the day. Then I listened to CBS, and I didn't hear CBS mention the Mohammedan profiling thing until Sam Litzinger the other night, late at night, like at 10 o'clock or something. They just, you know, the major networks, they just will not acknowledge that there is evil out there and that some Mohammedans are evil people. They just would not acknowledge it. They just won't. They were dragged, I'm presuming, after they realized that almost everybody else was going with that information, they were dragged kicking and screaming into doing the same thing. You know, I just don't get it. What is their agenda? Why are they trying to, you know, why is it that they don't want us to know that it was the Mohammedans that did it, and they did so in the name of their religion? They were profiling people and killing them because of their religion. I just don't get it. Why would CBS want to prevent us from knowing that fact? I don't, you know, I don't understand that. Do they think that the Muslims are the good guys and we are the bad guys? You know, American civilians, American citizens just working in the World Trade Center that day or flying on an airliner, they think that that's something that, you know, that the Muslims can do, and it's okay if the Muslims do it, but it's not okay if anybody else. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. Media has an agenda. There's absolutely no question about it. Media has an agenda. There's absolutely no doubt. And their agenda is not to simply present the facts. They want to, control the effect of the national dialogue. That's basically what they're doing. And that's why they're not reporting on some things, and they are reporting on other things. This is the from the Hollywood Reporter. Publicist Ronnie Chasen, boy, that's a name from old Hollywood, isn't it? Was waiting at a red light in Beverly Hills in 2010 when she was shot five times through the car's closed passenger window and killed. Yes, I remember that. Christopher Wallace, also known as Biggie Smalls, was leaving a party in L.A. when a gunman sprayed the door of the rap star's Suburban with 9mm bullets, striking Wallace four times and killing him. The combination of guns, death, and the particular vulnerability that a car in a public street presents to stars who are under siege from paparazzi and stalkers hits close to home for many in L.A. celebrity culture, where spending lavishly on personal security is a seldom discussed necessity. According to Aaron Cohen, director of IMS Security in Hollywood, whose clients have included Katy Perry, Kate Moss, and Charlie Sheen, the cost to secure the home of a tabloid-exposed family like that of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie can top $1 million a year, so it's inevitable that celebrities, as well as Hollywood's high-net-worth agent studio execs and producers, would extend their security periphery to include the possession, in other words, their car. Entered the armored vehicle. The trend got rolling in L.A. in the aftermath of the 92 riots. People in Hollywood are they're gearing up. You know, they don't want people coming up to their car and paparazziing them. You know, I guess I understand that. You know, I mean, some people would say, what about, they wanted this lifestyle. They are public figures. They're not allowed to have privacy. Yeah, they are allowed to have privacy, I suppose, up to a point. You know, if you're going around somewhere in public, then you're going around somewhere in public. And if somebody sees you walking or driving and they want to get your picture to put it on the cover of the, you know, some supermarket checkout tabloid, you've seen them. You know, remember the one that was called the Weekly World News or the News of the World? Or one? I think is the National Enquirer still in business? I think one of them was run out of business because they had to pay such a huge libel finding against somebody. I don't remember the deal. One of them is out of business. One of them had this character named Bat Boy, and they had a drawing, and this was before Photoshop. And always, you know, it was always the same headline, Bat Boy, colon, says or does something, and then scientists are stunned. Okay, it's a, you know, this is always what it, you know, always this picture of Bat Boy. He's this kid that has these bat-shaped ears, and they wanted you to believe that he was real and he was somewhere, and scientists were looking at him in their lab, and he said something or did something, and all the scientists in the lab were stunned. You know, that kind of thing. Well, those are, quote, newspapers, unquote, they will hire these independent photographers in L.A. and New York and other places, you know, to take pictures of famous people, because there are people standing in line at the supermarket counter and a checkout, and they will buy that based on the fact that there is a picture on the cover of some Hollywood star that they either like or they've heard of or who knows? You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. Do you? 718-305-7176 is the number here. Yeah, maybe it is the star. Someone in the chat room, Lady Michelle, has she says that the Enquirer is still in business. Maybe it is the star. One of them was forced out of business, and they, you know, they just play dirty pool. A lot of people say that is not real journalism. You know, I suppose that could be correct. It might not be. It might not be real journalism. I agree. Anyway, 718-305-7176 is the number here at Radio Free America. I'll tell you what, I think what we're going to do, we are going to be going into a break. I think that I am probably going to actually wrap up this show at some point in the next 2 minutes and 15 seconds. As I mentioned, we had, you know, tremendous scheduling problems and things today. We had tremendous difficulty, could not get into the Dover studio. As a result, Kevin and Cher Valenzuela are not with us tonight. And I guess there, you know, there must be something going on television, because I don't know. You know, I mean, it's just a very, very slow night. Anyway, thank you very much for being along this evening. I will be talking to you again next Wednesday. So you have yourselves a wonderful week. Now my whole world is gone.